The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. She's confident. I'm confident. Demi Lovato's confident. We're with the women in the house this morning.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Christina Leavenworth is here with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We're on, what is it, Friday Eve now?
Yes. Yes, man. It's like Monday, Tuesday. It's so slow. And then it's like, zoop.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how's it almost Friday? It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I suspect things have been crazy busy for you lately.
Yeah. It's
Tell
definitely
me everything.
Been busy. I mean, we've had multiple offers on several homes.
Oh, how exciting.
And it really just shows you the importance of pricing it right.
Mm-hmm.
We had a home over in Gulf Breeze, and there's quite a few homes in that neighborhood. There's about 15 homes on the market.
Oh, wow.
And I'm working with the sellers, and I'm like, here's your competition. If it were me, I would be lower than that. And these great sellers, they're like, we agree with you, Christina. That makes sense. So we priced it slightly lower than everything else, had multiple offers, and had it sold in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic.
So it's really important, and, you know, just looking at pricing, because everything else has been sitting there on the market for months and months.
Mm-hmm.
So they were really scared. And, you know, the husband's being relocated. They have two small kids. And the wife was like, you know what? I don't want to be by myself for long. She was like, let's bring our family together again. So we had that. I mean, so we're seeing multiple offer, but the whole key is it has to be priced right. It has to look great. And they took all of our advice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I really think it's smart to have a deep clean. I know you can do it, but you have two small children. They're like, sure, no problem. The grass had seen better days, so we got it resodded.
Mm-hmm.
So they listened to that advice, which really goes a long way.
Well, sometimes, and you've talked about this so often, the decor, the appearance, the way that things look, those are the subtle little things that really can make the difference in the long run, because it's that first impression when a buyer walks in.
100%. And if you're walking in and there's a weird smell,
mm-hmm.
or the flowers are dying and there's a lot of competition, it's not going to stay in your brain. You're not going to even remember that house. So we need to make every home memorable. And we work really, really hard to do that in so many ways. I think I've told you how sometimes we write love letters from the home,
mm-hmm.
to the potential buyer.
I love that.
Where it's like, you know, dear buyer, there's so many memories in this home. Children are running down the halls. I can't wait for you to move in. You're going to love the warmth of my living room when you celebrate Christmases. So we do things outside the box like that because we want to make that home memorable. Especially
right.
when there's a lot of competition out there.
Absolutely. You kind of want that feeling of love at first sight.
Yes.
When you
yes.
first walk in and you just get that warm feeling, this is going to be my home.
This is going to be my home. You know, it was well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes a really long way. And that goes a long way throughout the contract. If they walk in and they go, you know what? It really looks like these sellers maintained the home. When you get to inspections, they're less likely to nickel and dime you. They're
mm-hmm.
going to be like, you know what? I know they worked hard. And honestly, those types of sellers are usually the ones like, we have no problem doing repairs. We'll do whatever we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does help. So we definitely try to hold your hand throughout all this. But yeah, it's been crazy with the tariffs and then now a pause on tariffs.
Mm-hmm. How is that affecting you and what you'll
so
have to do?
Mortgage rates go out off of the Treasury bond. So
mm-hmm.
that what it trended down. So
well,
like last Friday. Yeah,
they?
It went way low and now it ticked back up again. So we've been kind of on this roller coaster, but we're not talking like 3% to 6%. So maybe it was 6.75 and then you got down to 6.25. And every penny counts. I'm with you on that, but it's not, you know, a huge spread there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of refinances happened Friday. People called them going, hey, let's lock this in. Let's do it. So now they're back up. So we've just been on this ride and we have a lot of builders we work with and they were hitting the brakes going, ooh, I don't know what I want to do here. And now it's like, okay, I think we're good. Well, let's order a bunch of stuff.
Do it right now.
So it's a little hard to give advice with that, but having a home is just, it's a need. It mm-hmm. really is. I mean, whether you rent or you own, housing is a need. And I'm just such a strong believer in home ownership. You won't have a landlord kicking you out and saying, hey, you have 30 days to move. And now you're probably losing your security deposit. You have to pay for a move. It's very expensive. You can paint your child's room pink if they want. Mm-hmm. Just having that freedom.
So I love the autonomy of having your own home. You can make the changes you want. The improvements
you want. I just truly believe it's part of the American dream that mm-hmm. is still alive and well today. And if somebody has a desire to own a home, we can get them there. There's so many programs for down payment assistance. We can help them with their credit. We can do interest rate buy downs. If you have any sort of desire, reach out to us because we know these loopholes. Mm-hmm. They're not even loopholes, but we just know all these programs out here to help you get there. You don't need that standard 20% down and a perfect credit score or whatnot. However, you know, if your credit's in the 500s and you don't have a penny to your name, we need to get a plan together. Right. We don't want to put you in a position where you'll fail. Mm-hmm. And if there's an AC, then, you know, you need to have a little bit of a savings there.
Right.
But we can get you there for sure.
So if you're interested, what is the best way for folks to reach out to you?
So the easiest thing, just save it as Christina Realtor in your phone. So whenever I look people up by what I name them as.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Sometimes it's like Johnny Plumber, Meg Radio. And things like that. So just write Christina Realtor, and this is our team number. So it's 850-378-1260. And often when we're in listing appointments and we're talking with people, that is the beauty of having a team. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm talking to you right now or I'm talking to a seller, they're getting my full attention. I'm not going to answer a phone call in the middle of that. That would be incredibly rude.
Right.
But if your home is on the market, you want to make sure someone's answering that phone.
That's true.
And so we, all of our numbers are team inboxes. So it rings to everybody.
Oh, that's very cool.
And so they're able to pick up. So that way, because it would be impossible mm-hmm. for me to be able to give the service that each seller and buyer deserve without having a team.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense.
So and then they can convert them, get them in there, tell them about the home, and get the home sold.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk with Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. If you've got a question, you're thinking maybe I'll put my home in the market, or you're in the process of buying, or you just have some general questions about real estate and where the market is at right now, text it in at 850-437-1620. We had a lot of fun last time you were on because we did get a lot of questions about
the
spring
questions.
Market and open houses and things like that. So,
this is a big thing. This weekend, we're having an open house extravaganza.
Ooh.
That is on Saturday and Sunday, and I believe the brokerage is doing, I think, a couple hundred open houses.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't think I'm exaggerating, because just my team alone, I think we're doing 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we have different people helping out. So we have this open house extravaganza. They put a lot of marketing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And last time, I believe 30% of the homes on it ended up selling.
That's an incredible.
Yeah. Or 30 of the homes or 30%. It was a significant number.
That's a significant,
where it was enough
either way.
To get excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening this weekend. If you want to go out and see properties, you can see a lot of really nice homes.
That sounds
And if
fun.
You go to my website, bestrealtorsinpensacola.com, you can filter it where you see the open houses mm-hmm. on the weekend. You can go under the search and you can see all the open houses happening.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay.
But if you walk in there, say Christina Leavenworth and her team are my agents.
Even
if we haven't met yet, we're your agents. We've got you. We can help you. If you want new construction, we got you.
The super agents in Pensacola.
Yes.
Best
yes.
agents. There you go.
I mean, and with new construction, a lot of times people don't realize that the builders pay us. So it's not costing them anything to work
mm-hmm.
with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are blue tape ninjas at that walkthrough because we do so much new construction. We know what to
what
look
that
for.
Is. Blue
so
tape
you
ninjas,
get a big thing
this.
Of
this
blue tape. And when it's a new home, you can be as nitpicky as you want.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an existing home, there's certain things in the contract that don't let you go after cosmetic stuff. But in a new home, you get to. And you get to take that blue tape. And if you see a little piece of paint you don't like, or a little divot in the sheetrock, or if a drawer doesn't open quite right, you just put blue tape everywhere. And I have a reputation for the builders not loving when I walk in because we are so nitpicky, but it's great for the buyers.
I think that's good. I want my person to be nitpicky for me.
And one of my
clients, because I may not know what to look for.
They don't. And they're
and that's
also intimidated. They're intimidated. They feel bad asking. and they're thinking, oh, that's not that bad, I can live with it. No, it's a brand new home. No, we're going to get them to fix it. They have contractors that have warranties. We're getting everything fixed.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
So you were talking earlier about folks that maybe their credit's not just up to par, or there's some other options. Do you mind talking a little bit about what some of those other options are? I know that there's FHAs, there's different things. Are those still available?
So FHA is just a type of loan product. It doesn't do too much for you other than you can bring a little bit less down. And, you know, it's like 3.5% down. And sometimes you get a tad lower interest rate, but there are down payment assistance programs. So SHIP is one of them. That's State Housing Initiative Partnership or Program. And that gives you quite a bit of money. And so typically you have to live in the home for 5 years and then it's fully forgiven. So you don't have to pay that money back.
Wow.
There's other types of down payment assistance, which is like a second lien with zero interest on it. When you sell the home, you do pay it back and it gets you in there. Mm-hmm. So there's those options. USDA loans are zero down. There's some, and you can get some lenders right now they are buying down the interest rates for you. So they're putting 1% of the loan amount toward the buy down. Mm-hmm. So it's getting it down quite a bit. So we have all these tools in our tool belt. So that's why you really need to reach out to us so we can share them with you.
Absolutely.
So if that's something you're interested in, we live and breathe it. So we just know this stuff. They're constantly calling us with it. And for you to try to Google all of it, it's not out there. They're not putting it places.
It's very confusing, and the language can be very confusing as well, because a lot of the initials,
the acronyms
and all that kind of
stuff. We have a page in our buyer booklet where it has a bunch of acronyms, and it says, do you know what any of this means?
And we should do that one day.
That
we should
would be
come
fun.
In and just do that.
That would, and then it says, that's why you need us. You know, just PMI, FHA, VA. I mean, it goes on and on. PITI. So we can go into all that and explain to you that's what it is, and it can be very confusing. But as far as looking for these special deals and everything, the internet's going to make it complicated. Like the things that these lenders are doing, it's not out there anywhere. They're just calling us, telling us about it.
Right.
So you really need to work with us, because we'll go, okay, we know about this one. We know about that one. Because they're constantly trying to vie for our business. So we're like, what you got? What you got that's going to be good for our buyers? And we use it as an advantage to our sellers. So some of them will give like $5,000 toward closing costs just out of their pocket. For my builder, that saves him $5,000. So we get the buyer, we're like, hey, use this person. You'll get $5,000, no strings attached, same interest rate. And then my builder saves $5,000. So we are always looking for ways to make it work no matter who we're working with.
Oh, and that is, those are the kinds of things I would never think of, quite frankly.
Well, and other agents don't know about it. And we're like, I promise you, this is like really good. Just listen to us. It's a win-win for everybody.
Right.
It costs no one money. It's costing the bank some money. But as far as our clients, it costs them nothing. Just listen to our advice. And sometimes we get some pushback, and but then they're like, hey, what's that lender's name again? We're like, we got you.
Okay, I'll look at it this time.
Yeah.
We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty, all about real estate here in Pensacola, the market, what's happening. You've got a question? 850-437-1620.
Yes, I love your questions, and you guys always have such fantastic questions. So anything, send it on in, and if I don't know it, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out or get the answer for you, I am sure. I have no doubt about that.
Yes, absolutely.
So in the terms of, you've got the big open houses this weekend, things are busy, the external stuff is a little crazy, making all the tariffs and this and that. So I know that can be making people nervous about possibly putting their house up for sale. What can you say to somebody to assure them that this is a good time?
You know, we don't have that crystal ball. We really don't. If it works for your family and your needs, we're going to help you get there. And that's what I say too. Someone said, do you think that the market's going to be like better in a year? I don't have that crystal ball, but I do know how it is today. And if you're okay with the numbers today, let's make a move. If you want to downsize and be near your children, if you got that job, you got to go.
Well, and also you have been in this market for a long time, so you're very familiar with this particular market.
Yes.
So you have extensive knowledge about the different areas, where the schools are, all the different things. And so you can really build that package for someone that is looking, and also for the seller.
Yeah, 100%. And if you're a seller looking to move, even if you're not working with me, if you are moving somewhere and you need an agent, reach out to us, because being the number one brokerage in the area, we are part of a group where we get to, you know, connect with the other number number one brokerages in that area. And I am like, okay, I need an agent like me. Mm-hmm. And I give them a whole checklist of the things I need. Mm-hmm. And then I marry them with them. And then that way, when they go there, they have a recommended agent from me that I have vetted.
That's great.
And we love doing this. So if you know anyone moving across the country, please connect them with me, because this is something we love to do. And that way you just have a great experience. Rather than like going on the internet and getting some guy that smells like cigarettes and coffee.
You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that way you get someone really good.
Well, we do have a text that came in. So the question is, do you have special lending programs for land purchases?
We do have lenders that work with land. It depends if you want to build on it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to build on it, there's another type of loan called construction to perm loan. So for permanent. Mm-hmm. And it's usually better to do that because it's a one-time closing. If you just want to buy the land, yes, there's some programs out there, but they typically want at least 20%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So 20%. So that's a great question. If you've got a question, feel free to send it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Yeah. Christina Leavenworth, our real estate expert, for the expert panel this morning.
And with land as well, working with credit unions mm-hmm. is sometimes better.
Okay.
So whenever there's something a little bit more interesting like that, sometimes the credit unions shine in that. And also like the construction to perm loans. More and more of the big bank lenders are doing it, but it's more handholding, because when you're doing that, you're doing building checks and all different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like getting the free money, typically when you're building, that's a little harder. They really want 20% down.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So it's an interesting time in the market for sure. But one of the things I think that's so great about what you do is then when you just are helping the seller, I just love what you do when you come in and your team transforms the house so that when buyers walk in, it's something really special.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, we want to make the home memorable. We mm-hmm. want them to go, ooh, I really liked that one. If not, when they're seeing 12 homes that day, your home doesn't stand a chance. So we really work with them getting it looking the absolute best it can so it sells.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to like just list your home and become your friend.
Right.
We're here to sell your home.
Right.
And we take that seriously. We become friends along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had a training recently and it's like, make it clear to the sellers, like, I'm not here just to list your home. We're here to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
We need motivated sellers. For people that are like, I just want to throw it on the market and put a crazy price and just see if I get it.
See what happens.
you know, sometimes if it's a friend or a past client, we're like, okay, we'll do that. Like, but I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
But we're in the game of helping you sell your home. That's what you want to do.
Well, and you're experts at that.
When we're good at it. We're good at it. If you listen to our advice, and I know sometimes it's not fun saying the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's like the red here in this newsroom and it's red walls everywhere, we're going to suggest you get it repainted and you can take our advice.
Right.
We're going to suggest, yeah, you get it deep cleaned
mm-hmm.
If we feel it needs to be done, or pressure washed.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling you things that we would do for our very own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing. It's just like, here's what I would do, and take it or leave it. But if it was my home, I would do it like this. And most people respond pretty well to that.
So tell me, what is your favorite thing about what you do? Is it the moment you hand the keys over to someone, or what are some of your favorite moments?
It's changed over time. At the beginning, it really was just like helping people have a home, and it was so special, and I loved that, and I still do, but now I like the problem solving.
Oh,
because
okay.
Every single deal has complications, and being able to look at the chessboard and figuring out what pieces to move
mm-hmm.
to make it so it's a win-win for everyone is really fun.
It's got to be very satisfying.
Very satisfying, and it's at advanced level. At the mm-hmm. beginning, it is, oh my gosh, warm and fuzzies, helping everyone. You've done it for a while, and then you go, okay, like now it's like, okay, there's this complication. How are we going to overcome it and get everyone to the finish line?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first started, my broker was saying, oh, you know, the easy deals, those are boring. I'm like, no, they're not. I love them.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
But then now it's like, okay, the complicated ones, that's where you shine. That's where you grow. That's where you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you know, you now like are just a better agent overall. And it's like, okay, yeah, I've dealt with that. And
mm-hmm.
now I know how to overcome it.
Well, and that's one of the things you can't put a price on.
Yeah, and that's the experience.
Mm-hmm.
The experience, being able to do that. So I really love when we can come in and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And even with other agents, like they'll go, oh my gosh, like thank you so much. And we get so many texts, and I don't like to brag, but from other agents being like, oh my gosh, you're such a good agent. Thank you so much. You're on top of it. Relationships with other agents right now is so critical because it makes the transaction better.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think some of the new people that just were kind of behaving poorly in the market, I think they're fading out. And now the people, hopefully the people staying are true professionals. Where we pick up the phone and we talk. We say, hey, there's this issue. How are we going to do it together?
Right.
Let's figure this out. During COVID, there were so many new agents that probably should have never joined the business and never picked up their phones. You're trying to, like, coordinate a final walkthrough. You're trying to do things, and they're just not picking up or giving you sassy responses, not understanding the contract. And recently, I've been having some great agents I've been working with where everyone understands the contract and we're all working together.
And that makes a huge difference.
It really does.
And relationships that's another thing that's, are everything.
It's hard to put a price on. Mm-hmm, when people ask, like, what is y'all's secret sauce? I mean, it's all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all this stuff. And I used ChatGPT. I was like putting a bunch of stuff in. I was like, give me like a mission statement with this. And it was great. It was like, you know, we'll do anything to get the deal done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's sweeping out spiders, you know, scrubbing the baseboards, getting 20 quotes for a repair, whatever it takes to get the job done.
And that's amazing. Yeah. And that's actually kind of rare these days.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes it, you know, easy to be kind of good at this if you do your job and work hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And work hard along the way.
So what do you think now as we head into spring and summer? How are things looking as far as just the housing market here? What have you noticed?
I mean, it's been busy. It's been really busy for us. But then I hear other people saying it's not so busy for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, again, buyers are kind of, the interest rates are the new normal. They're no longer being like, well, I'm waiting for them to go down. I'm not getting a whole lot of, well, I'm waiting for the market to crash. I think education is out there saying, hey, we have sellers with more equity than ever. They're sitting on 3% interest rates. There's no crashing happening here.
Right, right.
In that segment, I think 88% of homeowners have a 3% or lower interest rate, and they're sitting on great positive equity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you might see some foreclosures, but you've always seen them. We're not seeing any uptick in that. So I think I've been seeing a lot of buyers come out and they're like, you know what? I'm not going to keep waiting. I did the math and I think it was $2,000 a month for 7 years is $168,000 that you gave to your landlord.
I know
you're
so
like
disheartening because it's just like throwing the money away.
Yeah. Well, I don't want a mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have one. It's just somebody else's. It's somebody else's.
That's right.
That you're paying.
That's right.
So, you know, I have some clients I'm working with who are some dear friends and they have a great apartment and they're like, oh, well, we have this apartment. They're like, oh, just spend more to get something like not that much better. And I was like, but you're building equity.
Mm-hmm.
You're building equity and this is yours. And I told them the calculation, they're like, ooh, ouch. Yeah. $168,000. Yeah. We should probably buy something.
Yeah. When you sit down and actually look at it that way.
Yeah. And I mean, yes, like when you look at mortgage and interest and all that, but you're still paying something down, getting some great tax benefits, building legacy.
Well, for many new homeowners, I think it's very intimidating. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's just so much of the language and so many of the acronyms, like you say, but you keep up with all of that. There's so many changes constantly, the rates, everything else, but also the other options of lending and buying. I mean, there's so many things. And when you first go, I think I want to buy a house. Oh my God, there's so much to learn if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know what it looks like if you Google it. I'm sure it's like all these things and trying to navigate that on your own is so difficult. And in our market, sellers for the most part are still paying buyer's agent commission. They are electing to do that. They're choosing to do it. So it's not costing the buyer anything out of pocket to use an agent.
And well, it's interesting to me when I see something that says for sale by owner, it almost makes me nervous.
Yeah, they do a lot. Like, there's tons of research out there, and they say when you use an agent, you typically sell your home for 20% more.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes me nervous because they're not going to fully understand that contract and look at the different, like, tiny little boxes that could mean a big difference in your bottom line as far as even appraisals, inspections, all that stuff. It's going to make it a far more complicated process.
Oh, with no doubt.
And you may not get to closing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, again, I have some savvy investors that use me for all of their buys. And then they sell stuff themselves. And I'm like, cool. And they know what they're doing. They're great.
Right.
They're great. And they're like, do you mind looking at this contract? I'm like, sure, I'll look at it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But for a normal person and you have your kids and you're working and you're having to deal with showings, it's a lot to handle.
Absolutely.
If you have a normal life.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute left.
Oh, wow. Time always flies when we're together. Time flies when you're having fun.
If you want to talk to Christina, how do they get a hold of you and your team?
Yeah, so 850-378-1260. Just save it as Christina Realtor, and we can pick up the phone at any time. We want your questions. If you're thinking about buying or selling, even if it's in a year or 2 years from now, we want to talk to you now so we can help you best get prepared for it and mm-hmm. do all the things mm-hmm. so you're in the best situation.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are now at the end of this half hour. Thank you so much. Christina came in with the Christina Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Give that website and phone number one more time.
So 850-378-1260 and then bestrealtorsinpensacola.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back right after the news, so don't go away.
Thank you.